started.
Okay, yes. The significance of praise. Most mornings, when I get up, and that's usually when I get up is in the mornings. I go into the living room, and I pass right by the kitchen, and in the kitchen, my wife usually is up earlier than I am, and she has a nice cup of tea, either Darjeeling or English breakfast. And so I grab my tea, I sit down in my chair, my man chair, and I grab my prayer list. And at the top of that prayer list is a verse that I'd like to share with you. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 9. We can look on the screen there. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. You know, I want to start my day with my whole heart recognizing our Lord, our God, our Father. And I know if I can do that and put God first in the day, then the rest of the day is probably going to go pretty good. Pretty good. So I believe it's just a wonderful way to start the day, recognizing God and praising Him right in the beginning. You know, as a born-again child, we have the awesome reality to rejoice that we belong to God. We are not our own. God has bought us with a price. And we can see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It says here in chapter 6, verse 19, what, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. If you're born again of God's Spirit, you've been bought with a price. Jesus Christ paid for you to belong to God Almighty. And so He's our dad now. And He's a good, good dad, isn't He? Nothing too big for our Father. And when you have a great Father, you want to recognize Him. You want to honor Him. You want to praise Him. Why not praise Him who has given you life, who has given you eternal life? Why not put Him first? And that's why it's so important for us in our times where the world is beating us down, where the world is occupying our mind with all kinds of bizarre thoughts and considerations, that we need to grab our heart and say, no, I belong to God Almighty. I'm a child of God. My Father, my Heavenly Father, means more to me than anything else. Anything else. So I'm going to take that time to praise Him. I'm going to take that time to honor Him and recognize that He is truly my God and my Father. And boy, I tell you, when you do that and get on a roll with that, life is such a joy. You know, we talked about happiness. It's nice to be happy. But there's a greater feeling in the depth of your soul and heart when you have the joy of the Lord, right? The joy of the Lord. So we want to praise God, and that's why we're here tonight. We want to really recognize Him and praise Him. He's a big deal, isn't He? Ephesians 1:12 is a verse that is way beyond my human understanding, but spiritually, I'm so thankful it's true. Because who does God praise? Who does God recognize? You and me, right? that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. You know what God does? He looks at us and He praises us. He says, look, here's my children. Here's my sons and daughters. Aren't they great? They are to the praise of my glory. Of all the great things that He has done, you and I with Christ within, top of the line, the top of the list. So we're big before God. God is big and so are we because of He's made us that way, huh? Wow. So we want to praise our God much and often. Psalms 34 is a great verse. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Wow. Boy, I mean, I get caught up in this stupid world. We all do, right? And everything's just going on, and we respond, and we say things, and we're working, we're doing things. But we just got to grab our minds, our hearts, and recognize that we're children of God first and foremost, and that we can praise Him, that we recognize Him in our life. It will bode us well, I tell you, to do that. Well, in the Old Testament, they were not children, were they? They were what? Servants of God. They were servants. The children of Israel. They were children of Israel, but they were servants of God. And yet, as servants, with that relationship, man, did they praise God. They got into praising God. All through the Old Testament is about praising God. You look in the book of Psalms, which most part was written by David. And David is a wonderful man of God. And he did some, wrote some great things that God inspired him. And it was all about praise and honoring God. You know, it really, I can't fathom this, but it must be true. It's in the Word of God. In 1 Chronicles 23:5, it talks about what God set up. And he set this up. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, to praise therewith. You know, we get excited if some orchestra has 100 pieces of instruments, right? 4,000? Man, that would be quite a concert, huh? How would you like to go to Humphreys and they had 4,000 people on stage? They can't even do that, can they? Even the audience is not 4,000. We better go to the stadium for that. But see, this was the heart that they had, this wonderful man of God, David, set up, that they would have people dedicated to do nothing but praise God. Isn't that fantastic? It blows my mind. Well, all through Psalms, we see this. Psalms 57:7. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. We need to fix our heart, set our heart so that we're just thinking about God, that we're praising Him, that we're recognizing Him. What about Psalm 61:8? Psalm 61:8, so will I sing praise. See, you praise God with your words, you're raising your hands, dancing, rejoicing, and singing. So I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Quite a commitment, huh? Psalm 104:33. There's so many in here. We could be here. I could have 50 slides very easily. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have been. Great attitude to have, huh? Yes, we've got a great, big, wonderful God. Well, what about in the New Testament? Let's go to the New Testament and take a look, see there. And 1 Peter 2:9, this is our theme verse. You probably saw this a little earlier. But it says here, you are a chosen generation. This is talking about sons of God, you and I, believers. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. And that kind of, a peculiar people, huh? Well, what does that mean? And in the Greek, it means a person of acquisition. In other words, you've been bought. You know, we've been bought by a price. We just read that in Corinthians. And that's what it's talking about. You've been bought. You belong to God. He bought us. And you belong to Him. That you should show forth what? The praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. This is a dark world we're living in. And it ain't getting any brighter, is it? But the brightness comes with the reality that it's Christ in us, that we've got a great, wonderful God, and we have the light of His Word that unfolds His greatness, His promises to us. Pretty amazing, pretty neat. Let's go to Romans 15:6. Again, we could look at a number of verses here, but just a few. That you may, with one mind and one mouth, glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We do that together, and that's what we're doing here tonight. We're glorifying God with one mind and one mouth. Pretty neat. Well, there's a wonderful scripture in Hebrews. Hebrews 13:15. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. How long? Continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. The fruit of our lips. Well, what kind of words are coming off on our lips? What are we saying? You know, I know sometimes we say things we wish we had not said, that we can take it back. But why not be thinking of our Heavenly Father and praise Him and recognize Him and have the fruit of our lips praising our Heavenly Father? And you know, when I think about the fruit of our lips praising our Heavenly Father, I think about speaking in tongues. Yeah. When you speak in tongues, you don't speak unto men, but speak unto who? God, 1 Corinthians 14:2. So, you know, a great way to praise God, to recognize Him, honor Him? Speak in tongues much. Speak in tongues much. And I endeavor in the mornings while I'm sipping my tea and looking at my prayer list, speak in tongues, speak in tongues, speak in tongues. The fruit of my lips giving glory. And I can't imagine any better words than the words that God gives me via the manifestation of speaking in tongues. Wow. So when you speak in tongues, it says in the scripture you give thanks. Well, you bless Him, you praise Him. And it's a perfect prayer. You know, you can't mess up tongues. All you have to do is move your lips, your throat, get the mechanics going, and there it is. God is there all the time, every time. So you get a little idea how significant the praise, how it is to praise God, how important it is, how wonderful it is. And it's kind of easy when you think about it. You don't have to go to school to praise Him. You don't have to get a degree or pay any money for it. No. You just give Him your heart. Give Him your time. Pray to Him. Thank Him. Praise Him. Speak in tongues much. It's a beautiful thing, huh? Well, we're going to be doing a number of songs here in a little bit, but I want to close out my teaching with a song that's in the songbook, and y'all should have a songbook on your chairs there. Hopefully you didn't sit on them, and you've got them there to take a look at number 81. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to sing this song for you. You can be very grateful for that. But I would like for you to take a look at the words here in this song. It says, magnify the name of the Lord. Praise Him for all we've been given. Now we have a life that's worth living. Let us join together in praise to the one who so loved the world that He gave us His Son. Let us magnify His word. Let us praise His holy name. Let us magnify the name of the Lord. Let us magnify His word. Let us never be ashamed. Let us magnify the name of the Lord. Let your heart be fully persuaded, full of joy and ever elated. His word has not changed. It's ever the same. He magnified His word above all His name. Never let your heart be discouraged. Rather, be strong and take courage. Standing together in power and might and walking each day in His glorious light. Isn't that a beautiful words in there? So we're going to be singing some of these songs a little bit later on. And we've got some other music, and we're going to have some time for you to share your love and respect that you have for your Heavenly Father. I did ask a couple people to share, and I think we have Barney. We're going to do Barney first. And Barney Barnhart in Oklahoma recorded a message that he wanted to share with you.